Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to a very special edition of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host today, Ryan McPherson. Thank you so much for joining us. We got an all-star lineup in the studio today, and we're looking forward to talking about Pat's Run and Hire for Heroes USA. Before we get started and introduce our guests, we remind you to make sure you're following us on social media, at Business Radio X on Twitter, also at Atlanta Biz Radio, Atlanta B-I-Z Radio. And also you can follow me at Ryan Redhawk. All tweets and comments and thoughts are welcome there. Although I may not reply to all of them, we do love to see that across our news feed. And check out our Facebook page as well. We posted up some pictures later today of the studio guest, and you can interact there and share with your friends and family. So, all right, without further ado, let me introduce three guests here today from Hire Heroes USA, Marcia and Jessica.
Hi, Ryan. Thank you so much.
How are you doing?
Us.
Good. And from Pat's Run, Seth, how are you?
Very well, Ryan. Thank you.
Good.
How are you?
Good. Good. So you guys are all combination, came in here today to talk about Pat's Run particularly. So let's get started with you, Seth. Tell me a little bit about your background and what led you to begin the Atlanta kind of movement for Pat's Run.
Sure. So let me first by saying I'm a Sun Devil, or if you've watched Jerry Maguire, I'm a Sun Devil, baby. I'm a Sun Devil. So
Arizona State, right?
Arizona
for those
State.
Listeners who may
Absolutely.
Not know. Right.
Thank
right.
you. Some of you may know Pat Tillman, may not. Hopefully you all get to know his story if mm-hmm. you don't already. Pat was a Sun Devil. I went to school with Pat back at from 95 to 99. He graduated in 98.
You didn't know him at school, did you?
No, I had three classes with
Is
him.
Is that right?
So I did.
Right.
I did.
And he played on the football team there, so people knew of him. Did he stand out then?
He was bigger than life then.
Was he?
And now you know his story. You can yeah. imagine how big he is today.
Right. It's a legacy that many people know and a lot of Americans hold dear, true to what he did for our country. And again, for those who don't know, really highly encourage get out there and Google Pat Tillman for sure.
Absolutely. So I was a big fan of his on the football field. He was smarter than me in class, but that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when he played in the NFL, he was also a great player. But then when he decided to leave the NFL.
Yes.
To go to the military after 9/11, you know, it put him on a whole new pedestal. It just put him in a whole new light.
Yeah.
I'm a great American. I'm a great person. I care
Sacrificed
about.
So much just to go over there and serve the country, for
That's
sure.
Exactly
right.
Exactly it.
Yeah.
So I've always been passionate about our veterans. And, you know.
Did you serve yourself?
I did not.
You did not. So why does being helping veterans or veterans causes resonate with you so much?
So I started with Pat's Run 7 years ago. It's been in existence now 12 years nationally, but now seven here. And I've been running it for 5 years.
Okay.
So my uncle was a Navy veteran and other family members, but more so, I don't want to say being selfish, you know, I have two little children, almost 6 and 8 year old, and I realize how and why they're free. It's, mm-hmm. You know, you and the ladies I'm sitting across and Jason
yes.
over there as well. Veterans protect me and my kids without yeah. knowing us or caring who we are, so to speak,
yes.
but just they're going to protect us in our dreams and want to try to be able to give back where I can and have this connection to Pat. And the organization, the Tillman Foundation, does some great things for our veterans, mm-hmm. very deserving, and their spouses as mm-hmm. well, because they sacrifice a lot as well.
Yeah, because there's a little mystery behind that. Some people think the Pat Tillman Fund only helps those special operators or the fallen of those elite like that. But you're saying mm-hmm. that it gives back to veterans across a broad range of spectrums.
Yes. So what I find, and you can argue with me, is veterans really are involved in their community. They continually serve and give back.
Yes.
Again, I look at the two ladies across from me and Hire Heroes. They do amazing things. Well, the Pat Tillman Foundation, mm-hmm. what they do is they give academic scholarships to veterans and or their spouses who are active in their community, making their community greater, along with strengthening their careers as well by, you know, strengthening and getting a better
right.
education, usually secondary, could be in any field whatsoever.
That's a great way to give back, helping mm-hmm. further the education of the youth, or even if you're an older school person that you want to get involved with well. So,
Absolutely.
But I think that's great that you have a family in the military, but you yourself did not serve, but you
right.
still feel connected and want to get involved and want to give back. And you're a father, you're a full-time businessman, mm-hmm. you know, you got so much else going on, and adopting this is really a big stone to push. So we thank you for doing this.
Pleasure.
But that's kind of what we want to get at, is, you know, what motivates you? Why this movement of all the ones you could have gotten involved mm-hmm. with? Obviously, your connection with Arizona State, but why this one?
And Pat Tillman again. And so, I mean, there are, again, wonderful organizations, which I'm grateful that Hire Heroes USA is involved with us, because I think they know the mission as well. But there are some wonderful veterans who get out who are healthy, who are good, who are moving along, and they know they're giving back a lot and they want to give back more. This is their opportunity where they may have possibly used the GI Bill, or they didn't get a GI Bill, or they gave it to a son or a daughter. Well, now they can really push forward and they can get their doctorate degree. They can get their MBA. They can get their degree in arts to help others. It's just something that is normally overlooked. I mean, again, we can never support our veterans enough, right? This is just one way to do it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this would really have much recognition in Atlanta or Georgia, for that matter, if it wasn't, I say, pushed by the people who are volunteering to help with patch run. Nationally, it's great, especially in Tempe, Arizona.
So, right, it's a national run. Everybody does it on that same day. Is that right? What's the date?
April 23rd.
April 23rd, and it's going to be take place where and when here in the Atlanta area?
At Newtown Park, which is in Johns Creek, Georgia, right near Alpharetta. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take place, just wake up nice and early. You can have a nap later. It's at 7 a.m., and the kids run, the fun run will be at 8 a.m.
And how far? Is it a 5K, a 10K? How far is the run?
So if you're a runner, I can almost guarantee a personal best.
Okay.
Because it's 4.2 miles.
All downhill.
All downhill, right. And most runners have never run a 4.2 mile run.
That's true. So you run the 3.1 or the 6.2.
Exactly.
Or more, right? So how do you get that number?
So Pat Tillman wore number 42 at Arizona
State. He was number 42. So everybody's running 4.2 miles.
Yep.
And you can go for your personal best. You going to be out there running?
I'm definitely going to be out there. Yeah. We'll see if everything allows me to.
Too much going on.
I will definitely run with my kids, which is 0.42 miles. So that's a given. That won't be so hard.
Fantastic. So how can our listeners get signed up now? And of course, all this information will be posted on our website later. But let's give them a website they can go to now if they want to.
Sure. www.patsrunatlanta.com. No apostrophe. Mm-hmm. So PATSRUN. ATLANTA.com.
Okay, very good. And I know you can't do it all alone. So who are some of these other individuals? And we're going to bring Higher Heroes here in USA or sponsoring or getting involved in that level. But who else has really helped you in kind of pulling this all together this year?
So Gabrielle Jones, she is a small business owner who really does events. So she's doing my event planning. Andy Norkia, he also, he's a veteran, which is wonderful. He has a small business which helps businesses raise a social media presence. Mickey Foster is also a veteran, and he designed a website, which is wonderful.
And it's a great looking website, by the way. I like checking it out.
You.
Yeah, it's very sleek.
Well, hopefully Mickey's listening and he knows. And Higher Heroes also has been a big advocate, which is amazing and wonderful, and blessed to have him on board.
Right. So let's bring in Higher Heroes USA Representative Jessica and Marcia here today. We'll start with you, Marcia. Tell me a little bit about your background and how you began to work with Higher Heroes USA.
So absolutely. I ended up joining the Army out of high school.
Which was last year.
10 years ago, actually. Will be soon in August, which is crazy as time flies. However, joined with my best friend, we did a tour overseas, did multiple tours in states, and then came a time where I was going to transition. And I struggled with my transition initially. I didn't know, didn't have a resume, didn't have any sense of how to even look for a job.
What was your job in the Army?
So, I apologize. I was actually a human intelligence collector, also known as an interrogator.
Okay.
So if I really told you, I'd probably have to kill you.
Oh, please don't tell me. Right. So you were collecting human intelligence. So that job sounds like to me right off the bat there would translate to maybe into a detective career or some sort of working at the State Department or something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah. And that wasn't the lane I wanted to go. Right. I mean, I would have to end up moving to D.C. or Virginia. It just wasn't in the works for me at that time. So to stay in Georgia, I had to transition and I fell into recruiting and staffing, which I did for a little while. Luckily enough, I just happened to know someone. And then from there, I ended up learning about Higher Heroes, went through the services myself, got a phenomenal resume back. I did the mock interview services they offer and interviewed with our manager, Jason, who's in the studio now. And,
shout out to Jason.
for the hire. And it's great, though. I love what I do.
Good.
I look forward to waking up and coming to work because it's a rewarding position. I get to help veterans and spouses transition no matter where they're at in their career. Mm-hmm. And that's what Higher Heroes does as the organization. Just last year, we helped over 3,600 get hired, and that's phenomenal for us. And we're continuing to grow as an organization. And I look forward to, the future of what's going to happen with Higher Heroes. And the fact that Seth and we locally got connected locally here, which is great. And we're so proud to be a part of this event coming up.
And what is your day-to-day job over there? Are you still in staffing and recruiting with the organization?
No, actually. So Jessica and I are veteran transition specialists. So what we do, we actually contact the veterans we get each week. So we get 8 veterans a week and spouses that we contact and help them through their transition.
Through
resume revision, mock interviews, career counseling. You can tag in on any other resource. But essentially, we help with the transition overall.
That's got to be very rewarding because you get to know the veteran personally, their background, what they're going through. You've been there yourself.
Absolutely.
And here you are putting a program together for them to succeed and get hired somewhere as well. So, Jessica, let's hear about your background and then how you became to be involved with Hire Heroes USA.
Sure, Ryan. So thank you so much for having us here today. I joined the Army, a very similar story to Marsha, actually, but I joined the Army when I was 17. A little more than 10 years ago, but it was about 9, maybe for 8 years in transportation and recruiting and in chemical operations.
Exciting.
It was exciting.
I bet the chemical part was very exciting.
Not exactly what my mom wanted me to do. So that was great.
But you probably took you a lot of places. You met a lot of great people and learned a lot, I guess, in that time.
I did. Yeah. It was the craziest 8 years and the best 8 years of my life
in
a lot of ways. And I know you can relate to that.
Absolutely.
I deployed to Iraq in 2005. And when I came home, I went back to recruiting in California and ended up getting out in 2010. At that point, I went through a very tough transition, and I am very vocal about that. I do like to share my story with people and tell them how difficult that transition was.
Right.
And just trying to navigate my way through civilian life.
Yeah. Again. And the transition period, finding a job, finding a new purpose in life. I think it all comes down to that, finding something else you can hang your hat on and be proud of and have a purpose. And I bet you're finding that with working with Hire Heroes USA. So your role, again, is similar to Marsha's over there, right?
Exactly. So I'm also a veteran transition specialist, and I got connected with Hire Heroes the same way that Marsha did. We started on the same day, but I was actually living in New Hampshire, where I'm from. I went back there when I got out of the Army and had no idea what I wanted to do. My fiance is actually a combat camera operator here in Atlanta. And so I relocated down here and knowing nothing about Georgia or the area, having no connections. I left all of my connections back in New Hampshire and I found Hire Heroes and went through the process, had a phenomenal experience and enjoyed it so much that I knew that I wasn't looking for a job. I needed to find something that allowed me to give back, allowed me to work with veterans. And that's exactly what this job has allowed me to do.
And be on the radio and talk about Pat's Run.
Exactly.
That's coming up April 23rd out at Newtown Park for sure. So, you know, you're a veteran transition specialist, which is a great way to get the veterans connected and back to work. But what is your role here today in supporting Pat's Run?
So at Hire Heroes, a lot of us are prior service and we're involved in a number of organizations. So Vetlanta, Team Red, White, and Blue. We're always out in the community looking to connect with community and spread our message and support events like the Pat's Run. I was telling Seth I did the Pat's Run in Boston.
Oh, nice.
Several years back, and that was an amazing.
Are you gonna get a better time
experience this
year? Like you got a time to beat now, right?
I hope so.
You set the standard,
that's
in Boston. So here in Atlanta, we want to see a personal best.
That's the goal.
Right.
So we're very excited.
So you got a good team from Hire Heroes out there representing up Pat's Run as well. How many people do you know of that are going to be running?
There's 5 as of now registered. Yeah.
Okay.
Planning for more, absolutely.
And can other veterans or people get involved through your kind of lane and avenue towards Pat's Run, or would you want them to go directly to Seth and the website there if they wanted to sign up?
So specifically for Pat's Run to go through the website, with Hire Heroes, we have a different website where we would direct them to go for our services. But absolutely, the website.
Yeah, right. So that's coming up, and you're going to be running as well, Marsha?
I will.
Right?
I'll have American flag. I'm going to be ready to run.
Are you running, actually, or are you doing something else?
I may be doing hand cycling if I can manage. However, that might be a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hand cycling.
Hand cycling.
Instead of running.
Yeah.
Is that something you practice regularly?
No, it's not. I just ended up doing the stationary hand cycling at the gym recently, and the next day I could hardly move.
So. Okay. So it's good upper body workout,
as
opposed to running as such. So how many people are you expecting to be in attendance out there, Seth?
I'm hoping for around 300 if we can get it, which is great. There was just an event there recently that held it, and it fits just great, actually.
300. And of course, this is something people can get signed up right now. There's no limit to if they want to sign up their family or maybe their whole office wants to get involved. They can get out there and really support and give back. And they're going to get a nice T-shirt, right?
Absolutely. Hopefully two. We're working on the second one, but working definitely on that. One.
Mm-hmm. What about awards for the winners or anything?
I wish I would have brought it. Last year was the first year we had awards. PSI Promotes You. They put it together without me knowing, which was awesome. And they gave me one, which was very nice because I was definitely not the winner. Mm-hmm. And it's a 42. It's a plaque of 42. It's transparent with maroon and gold on it. Mm-hmm. And it's first place, second place. And we're going to have some more awards this year as well. And it was humbling for me to get, but it was awesome to see. It was amazing to see.
Right. Anytime you can be recognized and you can also mm-hmm. have fun with like-minded individuals in a fun, kind of challenging way. It's just going to be memories for sure. And so people can get signed up. So you did it last year, right?
Yes.
And so this is the second year?
No, this is the seventh year.
Seventh year in Atlanta.
Seventh year in Atlanta. And
so who was doing it prior to you?
So I've been doing it the last 5 years. It's been a committee of one. Now we have, you know, Higher Heroes, and we have some other people who are passionate about it and believe in it. You know, and there's, again, a friend, Mark Snyder, who really helps volunteer during the day of, and other people definitely step up. You know, mm-hmm. Arizona State University, the Alumni Association here, they come out and volunteer a lot, and there's usually a lot of runners or several runners from the Alumni Association as well. And it's, you know, again, I think it's a celebration of our veterans and active military. Jason Dodge from Higher Heroes USA was great enough to get us a color guard this year from the University of North Georgia. So they're coming out. So we want to salute them. We, you know, we want to make an event. We're going to have food. Mm-hmm. We can't have too much music because we'll be waking people up, right?
Yeah. But are you actively looking for anything else? I mean, how can we help get the word out? Do you need new sponsorship? Are you looking for a rock band to come out there and play? Or what do you need?
We're definitely looking for more sponsorships if we can have it. We have still the title sponsorship available, which is great. And you can go on the website to see the title, the package there, and several others as well. We're having an after party at Taqueria Tsunami.
Oh, yeah. Which right there in Roswell.
You got it.
All right.
You got it. It's not far from the run. And there's also a promotion leading up to it. I think y'all know about it. At the Hudson Grill, they are having a month-long promotion where if you go and buy a Harpoons beer the entire month of April, for every Harpoons beer, they are giving $1 to the Pat Tillman Foundation.
Nice.
Additionally, right. Harpoons is, I think, always also going to give 50 cents. So it's $1.50 for every pint. So I'm like, drink up, everybody.
Right, right. And there's multiple locations of the Hudson Grill. I don't know all of them, but I know they're all scattered around town.
Yes.
And I'm not a fan of the Harpoon beer. I can't see. I've never had it. So maybe I need to go try it.
There
are
some good ones.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So let me go out there and investigate a little further and give back and drink a few at the same time. So
that'd
be a great way. Because that is important for veterans, once they get out, to stay connected with other veterans, with other people who support, like yourself and your family and supporters there. So, Marcia, from your perspective as an individual, not from Higher Heroes, how important is that for you to get involved as a veteran and as you, you know, for other veterans? How would you recommend that?
For other veterans?
Yeah, I mean, how important it is to get involved, either be through athletic events or group events or anything in a way to give back. And, you know,
absolutely. So, as veterans, you know, we're taught to be held accountable and be disciplined and go to certain locations. And when we can do that and share a story, we may be having a rough day, but it may be that one moment that helps that one person out just to share their story. And that means the world to me. If it only helps one person, you know, in their life, no matter what they're going through, then that really means a lot to me. So that the Pat Tillman Run is a perfect opportunity for that. Not just Higher Heroes, but Team RWB, all these other veteran organizations that come out and support each other. It's phenomenal.
Right. No, and I'm actively involved with myself. I'm out there in several groups and meetings and doing things, but I know there's still veterans out there who have not made that leap back into social life effectively. And it's difficult. So I'm trying to draw them out, you know, and give them hope that, you know, it can be challenging. You don't know anybody. You can't go out and just show up at Pat's Run. Of course, everybody would welcome there. But, you know, speak to that person, maybe Jessica out there, who is having trouble getting out there and facing some of the things in life the way they used to.
Sure. So when I ran in Boston, I ran with Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America with the team. Quite honestly, that was my first exposure to a civilian event because there were so many civilians and so many community members that came out. And it was just a really great event. It was high energy. Everybody was involved. Everybody was having a great time. And so for me to see that support from the community, that's when I kind of started to change. And that's when I started to reach out, to be more receptive, to start sharing my story with people. So I would say with Hire Heroes USA, last year we helped about 8,000 veterans. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a lot, and it is. However, the approach that we take, as Marcia said, we work with 8 veterans a week. And so when we get these veterans, we're connecting with them. I'm not a veteran transition specialist. I'm Jessica.
Right.
I'm an Iraq War veteran. I've been there. You know, I understand what they're going through.
Sure.
And so, you know, in everything that we do in all of these events, we try to let them know that, you know, we've been in your shoes. If you're worried about running, if you're not a runner, that's okay. You know, most of us in the Army, we're not runners either.
Yeah.
But we still ran.
Right.
And you know, and you're going to get through it, and we're going to be there with you. So
yeah,
I do encourage them to come out.
Yeah, certainly. And so 8,000 people last year, you said, that you've helped.
Yes.
But I imagine so many more with the families involved, with the communities that the veterans are going back to. So the outreach is the spiderweb effect is even more than just the 8,000 veterans. And just knowing that number can encourage another veteran to get, you know, with Hire Heroes USA and get their kind of career back on track. And when they don't have any direction and that sort of, so that's great testimony for sure. Because you've been there, you've done that for sure. And it's very important. So Hire Heroes USA is a great way to get involved. How can people get involved if they need help with the veterans transition specialist like yourself?
So a number of ways they can get involved: through volunteering. We always looking for hiring managers and our recruiters to do mock interviews and career counselings. And then also donations, of course. We're runoff donations.
Some monetary donations?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So the main thing with Hire Heroes is we offer that personal touch to these veterans, that customer service, to be able to get them to that next step in their career.
Mm-hmm.
And we've worked with many who have even, in my circumstance, I've worked with one recently who was homeless, and to see him go from that transition to finding a job and being able to get himself established again is just means so much. So the volunteer work and the donations that come in really help with Hire Heroes and what we do. And how to do that is best just to go to hireheroesusa.org, and through there, anyone can easily navigate through either registering for services, volunteering, or even donating.
Hire Heroes. USA.org.
HireHeroesUSA.org.
Right. Very good. And so do you find individuals are donating money, or is it, you know, companies or organizations themselves get together, or all of the above?
All of the above. So we have several donors that we do work with. So Call of Duty Endowment, the USO are our two biggest funders.
Mm-hmm.
However, we do have a lot of individual donations as well. And these are just people from the community who care about the mission, who care about our veterans, who want to see us succeed and are willing to support that.
But you are a national organization as well, but you're headquartered here in Alpharetta. So, but you're helping veterans all over the country and finding jobs. How about partnering with those businesses that are looking for veterans? You know, do you are actively out there looking for other corporations, organizations to kind of partner with so you can place those veterans in jobs?
Absolutely. Our employment opportunities team, they're actually involved in connecting with these partnerships, such as Fortune 500 companies to small companies that are looking to hire veterans and spouses. And we're always looking to connect. Right now, I know we work with Walmart, Coca-Cola,
mm-hmm.
UPS, Home Depot.
Some of Atlanta's finest.
Atlanta's finest, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But it's all over. Like you said, we're all over nationally. So,
well, are you out there doing like trade show events or job fair recruitment? How does veterans know that you're even, if I'm out in, you know, Seattle, Washington, how do I know your services are even available to me?
Honestly, most of our services are known through word of mouth at this point, although we do have our website, mm-hmm. and then we are growing as an organization, and we're looking with our marketing development team. They're great in that aspect of giving our name out there in the community. But really, word of mouth, we get so many referrals from our services that just say, hey, I worked with Marcia and Jessica. They're great. They can help you in your transition. You should contact them.
Yeah, no, and just furthering the mission, amplifying the voice, letting veterans know that you are out there and this resource is available.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I knew when I got out of the Army, there was lots of resources available. I didn't know which one to go with. I mean, I got letters from this and offers from that, and I qualified for this and qualified for that. But, you know, I didn't want to, you know, really didn't want to tackle any of it at the time, but eventually found my own niche, my own way. Man, it sure would have been great to have Hire Heroes USA in my corner when I was transitioning out at that time. So that's great. So let's turn the conversation a little bit more to what do you like to do when you're off time? So we'll start with you, Marcia. When you're not helping veterans here in Atlanta, what do you like to do to kind of recharge and stay focused?
Absolutely. Well, I actually have a 1.5-year-old daughter, so she takes up a good amount of my time, as you can imagine. I also have 2 horses.
Nice.
That I have a little farm, so I do like to ride when I do have time. And I'm an active member in Team RWB as well.
Yeah, so. I've been out on a few of those. Did the WOD for Warriors. And done a few events with them as well. So that's great. So you can find Marcia out there with her horses and her daughter, or helping veterans, or out there supporting Pat's Run. If people want to get in touch with you personally, do you have a LinkedIn account or any email address you can share with our listeners?
Absolutely. We're all actively on LinkedIn, and I would love to get contact through that, and just look me up by Marcia Dickerson. Okay. And I'd love to connect with anyone who wants to get involved with Pat Tillman Run or either with Higher Heroes.
For sure. And more events coming up, I'm sure. You're always out there involved with the community. So look for the Higher Heroes logo. Thank you so much for joining us. Please come back and be a guest sometime.
Thank you.
All right. And Jessica, what about you? What do you like to do when you're off time? What are some of your hobbies?
Sure. So like I mentioned, my fiance is active duty Army. So this is my first experience kind of as a military spouse.
Okay.
And we do help a lot of
You're
wearing
all
veterans.
The hats now, right?
Right.
You've been served. Yeah. Now you're on the other side of the fence. So
yeah, it's tough, you know, that transition. But I always say I feel like I'm back in the Army again with him, which is great. So he's a photographer. So I'm trying to learn the trade a little bit and get to do that. And I do have a 7-year-old daughter, Emma, as well. Mm-hmm. So we're from a really small town in New Hampshire. So being in Atlanta has just opened our eyes. We're every weekend, we're trying to catch the latest festival or do what we can while we're here.
So. Cool. So how can listeners get in touch with you if they wanted to learn more and get involved with Higher Heroes USA?
Sure. So I do have a LinkedIn. Like Marcia said, we're very active on LinkedIn. We encourage people to reach out to us on LinkedIn, and they can also email us as well, jhiggins@higherheroesusa.org.
Yeah, and we'll have this information posted up later on the website as well, so you can share, download, and listen from there for sure. And so, Seth, what about you? Tell our listeners again how they can get signed up for the race itself.
Yeah, thank you. It's patsrunatlanta.com, patsrunatlanta.com. And sign up there. There's a kids run. There's an adult run. Kids can run on the adults, and adults can run with the kids. And it's going to be great. Again, there's going to be food. There's going to be drinks. And we're crossing our fingers. Can't say it now, but to have an awesome, awesome, awesome Grand Marshal.
Oh, yeah.
Who I think people would really come out to. And again, we have some great sponsors. And
so waiting to get that confirmed. Yeah.
Got me
on the edge of my seat here. I wonder can it be?
It's let's say this person's a big military supporter and is pretty well known here in Atlanta.
Okay. That's fantastic.
It's exciting. Everybody.
Yeah. Well, make sure.
Bad.
When you put it out on Twitter and social media, we'll retweet from there, get our audience as well. So when you find out, let us be the first to know. We'll have the scoop here, ladies and gentlemen,
Absolutely. On
Atlanta Business Radio and Business Radio X. And I imagine not a lot of off time for you these days as you're ramping up to this event. But once the event's said and done, you taking a long vacation or anything? What do you got planned for the summer?
Actually, no, right before I'm taking a vacation,
which is
good to get ready.
Okay.
Spring break for the kids. But
nice.
The summer, it's work and hopefully some play with the kids. And, you know, I just stay active in the community, trying to volunteer where I can and just be a part of it.
And again, you have a day job. This is not your full-time job. This is something you do on the side because you're so passionate about it and you want to give back and you want to, you know, grow this thing into an Atlanta tradition.
Absolutely.
You know, and make this a regular thing. So you can then hand off the torch a few years from now and say, look what I did with Pat's Run Atlanta. So
Marcia, Jessica.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Right. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Seth, for coming on
down here
today and being a guest. We look forward to hear more great things from you and Pat's Run coming up April 23rd out at Newtown Park. Get signed up today. So, all right, listeners, thank you so much for joining us. We are Business Radio X. If your company is out there doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the contact page at businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.